Proclamation number 3745, dated the April 17th, 1946. The Spirit of Truth. You can never receive lies from the Spirit of Truth, since the Spirit of Truth is the Spirit which comes from me. And this Spirit will always work whether human beings will accept me, where the person aspires towards good and thus endeavors to integrate with my eternal order. My Spirit becomes active in him but varies in its effectiveness according to his soul's degree of maturity. But it is certain that he will never be taught wrongly by my Spirit as long as it concerns such matters which are favorable to the attainment of his soul's maturity. My Spirit will always draw the human being towards me if he does not resist me with his opposing will. Thus my Spirit will give him the knowledge which alone will lead to me. Such a person's thinking will be guided into the right direction, he will come closer to the truth. If his conduct in life is right, which testifies of his aspiration for good, he will always mentally acknowledge me as the Creator and Father of eternity and feel the impulse to practice what he knows to be my will, since he is guided to do so by my Spirit, because in the knowledge of his will to ascend I will mentally show him the path to me. And thus no person who seeks me, albeit unconsciously, will be misled if his will aspires towards good. He can only have a greater or lesser degree of knowledge. His intellectual ability can still be poorly developed, depending on his effort to improve his soul, thus consciously shaping his nature in relation to my will. He can be more slack in observing this work, but my Spirit will always instruct him correctly, i.e., he will always feel what is right and what is wrong. He will never consider a wrong to be right, thus be unsure about my will. But my Spirit can only give him more profound spiritual knowledge after he has achieved a certain maturity of soul, because the soul has to be able to receive and understand such knowledge in order to convey it to the person's mind. And this ability is achieved by the soul through consciously working to improve itself, through constant activity of love, everything it merely felt, and thus believed, in the first place will then be comprehensively explained to the soul. It will penetrate the eternal truth because I myself can now work in the soul through my Spirit. And my Spirit will increase the soul's knowledge and delight it, because the truth given to the human being by my Spirit is a precious possession. It is everlasting spiritual wealth which assures eternal life for the soul because it leads to me, who is eternal truth himself. Amen.